Morning and Vav here. Siman Peis, Halacha Samaches, we're going to Halacha Ayin Vav. So we were discussing until now this interesting case where you have an opening and you want to close it with some type of board. So long as it has what's called a Heker Tzir, it's recognizable that there was some type of hinge. So that makes things much better. If there's no recognizable hinge of the sort, so because it's not an opening that is used to go in and out often, so that's where it becomes more problematic. Unless this board is properly tied, meaning it's suspended with a type of rope, and even if it's just a little above the ground, it looks already more like a door. And therefore, again, it's not a concern anymore that it looks like you're building something, you're filling something in. If it's something, let's say a board that you totally just remove and put, you know, sometimes you have these areas where you have like an opening and you just move the board to seal the place, you wouldn't be able to use it. And unless, like we said, that it's a regular exit, a place you exit and enter often, then it's not a problem. If you have a door that's made of one board, so you're not supposed to seal the entrance, that means we're talking about, again, an opening that's not used often to go in and out. So even if it has some type of hinge, if it doesn't turn on its hinge, because it's just like one big board, so the halacha is it looks like more like you're building and you're sealing the opening. And therefore you wouldn't be able to use it, unless, like we said, it's an area that's the main entrance and exit, not a problem. And the kitzur gives another condition that has to be what's called an askupa. Askupa means like a threshold, a stepping. There's a step before the door. Because why? Because that is another, makes it more recognizable that it's an opening. Pekak ha-chalon is a whole sugi that we have in Sukkah and in Be'er. And it basically is this type of a plug. It's similar to a plug. It's more like the shutters they have, you know, when you go actually by, you still see these type of in the Yerushalayim. It's interesting also to, similar to is that the you know, when you go in the shuk, so there's certain things that you simply use shutters in order to fill in a space where it's used as a window. So the halacha is you're allowed to seal, use these shutters even if it's not tight, but the condition is that it has to have been used already once, or at least you considered and planned on using it. So basically these are shutters that you fill in the space. If you never used it, so then you're not allowed to do so. You're not allowed to use it if it's something that the derech, the norm, is to leave it there. Meaning to leave it there for a long time. If it's something that you're just temporarily leaving, that's not a problem. So for example, let's say, I saw in the Piskachu as he discusses, let's say a door came out of its place and you can't put the door, fasten the door again, fix the door on Shabbos. But you want to fill that space in temporarily with some type of clothing item. So that would be a perfect example that you're allowed to do. If it's types of doors and windows, even though they're hanging on something, on some hinge or so, and it's easy to remove and to put back, you're still not allowed to place them on Shabbos. I think a good example is like these winter windows. Remember, I had these shilas. Sometimes you have these glass winter windows that you add. So you wouldn't be allowed to, even though it's made to place and take off. It's it looks like you're buying another example that I saw. The Piskachu is right. You know, sometimes you have this handle that basically became loose, and you almost, it's like it became like that's how you use it. It's loose, so you put it back. You turn to take it off. It falls off. How long is you're not allowed to fasten it? Maybe you're allowed to use if you have no choice, you could use a child. But the reason is because he also, it looks like you're boine, and there might be also a different concern is Shemi Yitki might come and fix it on Shabbos. So that we'll discuss. But in general, that's another good example of where you can't put these types of even temporary fixes, especially when it comes to doors and parts of the door. When it comes to sweeping, so this is a famous shaila. In the old days, you weren't allowed to sweep because most houses didn't have actually regular floors. It's a pella that, you know, I don't know, 80 years ago, 90 years, I was heard from my wife's bubby, that in Europe, and she had a fancy house, but it was normal to have on the floor was made of earth. In fact, what the kids would do was for Kovach Shabbos, they would make beautiful different markings in the actual earth, Kovach Shabbos Kodesh. That's the whole sugya in the Gemara Maseches Beyah, designating earth. So all that this doesn't apply anymore. Someone has a house with earth floor, dirt floor, then you know that they're living beyond poverty. So the halacha is that because of that, the kitzur doesn't mention so much, but the Mishnah Berurah already says this, that today there's no problem to sweep, you know, and you could use any sweeping methodology, but the kitzur was not so probably in Europe in his time. It wasn't the majority of the houses probably didn't have regular floors, so therefore that's the reason why he was more machmir. So they didn't have any stones or planks, etc. So he was mumach that you can't do it. And if you're going to do it, you can use a non-Jew. And you should do the shinui and don't use regular brooms. Another example also of binyan, and that is when a person spits on the ground. So he shouldn't rub the spit. He could just press in it. And even that, the place can say not to do purposely. Now again, this is also an example where talking about there's no regular floor. So the concern is that you're going to try to level it off. Leveling it off is considered a form of binyan. When it comes to relieving oneself in a plowed field, so this is also a big shaila, because it actually can improve. That one of the concerns also is that a person is going to try to take a clump of earth basically and toss it into a groove and leveling the ground. So again, this is a form of boino or chayrish, and therefore one is not allowed to do so. So you have to be careful. Urinating is a whole discussion we mentioned already. That if a person could avoid it, but definitely if a person has to go to relieve themselves, they're allowed to. And lastly, we get to a very interesting, complicated sugya called mechitza on Shabbos. Basically, to place a partition of some sort on Shabbos, even if it's temporary. So this is really a form of oihel. And even though you're generally speaking, we're speaking about oihel or boiner. See, this, first of all, it's a category of boiner, but it's interesting that oihel, to build an oihel, usually entails a cover. That's what you think about when you think about a tent. But really, even partitions are some form of oihel. They create a certain partition, they create a certain domain. Now, the kitzur teaches us, which is based, of course, on the Peskim Shulchan Aruch Hamor, and the Gemara itself, is that there's a distinction between what's called mechitza materes and mechitza sheina materes, meaning if it's creating a domain, and by doing a creating a domain, it's creating a halachic domain. So for example, if by putting a partition, you now have three walls of a sukkah, that would be a major problem. That's one of the classical examples that the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara is speaking about. But if you just, for example, putting a mechitza, you're rolling mechitza, one of those rolling mechitzas that usually people have. So the halacha is, if you're doing it in order to separate the men and the women, so even though, technically speaking, you really shouldn't daven men and women obviously together, and there's a whole discussion about the reason for the mechitza, but at the end of the day, if it's done for tznius purposes, it's not creating a domain, so therefore it's not halachically a problem. But another example the kitzur says would be a problem is where a person, let's say, the rule is a person doesn't have relations with his wife if there's a candle lit in the room. So the halacha is you have to have some type of mechitza, some type of partition, 10 tefachim, about 40 inches, 35 inches, according to the Chaim Noe, separating. Same thing applies actually to going to the bathroom if there's a svarim in the room. So therefore, according to the Kishrus Noach, it's a problem. Nevertheless, if you look in Piskei Teshuvos, he discusses the idea that this is really not so much creating a domain. It's actually also creating a form of kisui of cover. It's just from the side. And since even the simple understanding of the Gemara and the simple understanding of the Shulchan Aruch is that he disagrees with the Ramah. So although the Ramah seems to be Machmir, there is what to rely on, especially when a person is going away, finds himself in the room, and then discovers that he's surrounded by Sfarim. So one of the simple ages is before Shabbos to put some sheets up. But if you only discover it on Shabbos, there is more room to be lenient and create certain mechitzas, especially to cover, double cover, or even one cover. There is what to rely on.